Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. I'm coming for you. Did this headline get your attention? Personally, I can't stomach the thought that Satan has a demon assigned to me. They know my weaknesses and set up schemes to take me down at every opportunity. Sadly, most people live most of their lives ignorant of this truth, or they know it on a casual basis and do nothing about it. Some say, I've lived my life pretty well up until now. So whatever these unseen forces are, I've been fairly happy and pretty successful. Is that you? Or does some part of you own that statement? Is that your truth? Be honest with yourself. Christmas is now behind us, and it's time to set our sights spiritually on what lies ahead. You know, all of us have envisioned what it would be like to live like the other half, those really successful guys. Knowing that's true of each of us, how about envisioning what it would be like to live under the full blessings of God in your marriage, your children, family, work? Do you have a minute to stop and think of that? What would that take? We know that becoming a millionaire or billionaire may be beyond us, but what about learning to live in the heavenlies on this earth? What is joy worth? Happiness? What is God's peace worth? Love worth? Yeah, I've seen the commercial, priceless. But what price are you willing to pay to have that? How worth it would that be to learn that? Honestly, it will be hard. You will need to learn to trust in God's ways. You'll have to lean and to learn to hold up the shield of faith and stop every one of those fiery darts, just like it says in Ephesians 6. That means recognizing the dart, the scheme, the anger, the stupidity of that other person, and hold up the shield of faith every time. Discipline, commitment to be empowered by His word. Accountability to other men who you allow to call you out. Transparency, getting rid of the old excuses. Too busy, too tired, too lazy, too stubborn, too set in my ways, too mean and nasty, too much of a sports fan, too addicted to something, too uncompromising. So, may I ask again, what is joy worth? Or happiness? What is God's peace worth? Love worth? Health worth? What price are you willing to pay to have that? How worth it would that be to learn that? We are in that moment as we speak. In discovering spiritual warfare, the topic on God's Word, God has laid out the perfect template, the perfect road to follow, complete with instructions and pictures. But this is not a wish list. This is a buy-in, all-in, commitment to God, your spouse, your kids, your future, to you. But you must drill down, spend some real time thinking and meditating on the topic and the specific scriptures that teach us about it. You're going to need an accountability partner beyond your men's or women's group. Who is that? You'll have to pay a price to have this power, to know this kind of truth, God's truth. You'll have to deny yourself and serve God and others. We are each called to die to ourselves, just like Christ did. So we can be raised from the dead just like Christ. But that is not in the hereafter. It's dying to self now and being raised up a new and empowered person by the truth and faith in Christ Almighty Himself right now. Are you all in or not? Let's stop playing games. Lord, I'm tired of being a punching bag to Satan's henchmen. I'm tired of living tired and confused and uncertain about my tomorrows. Help me to take this fight seriously, to see what my brothers are trying to teach me. Help me carve out time to spend time with you, Lord. Help me to see the seriousness of this and be held accountable to your ways. My ways aren't working. Walk with me, Father, and take my hand to give me the courage of my convictions. I pray that you make it not just a new year, but a Jesus-filled new year.